This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong and I'm joined by
Lily Chai.
And today we're talking about running multiple ventures without burning out. Now, if you would like to get in touch with us about this topic, we are on Twitter at BFM Radio and we are also on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Now, naturally, you know, some entrepreneurs are very satisfied with just running the one business. But for some, having just one venture is simply not enough. You know, always looking for the next big idea that sparks your interest, want to challenge yourself. Well, what does it actually take to run multiple ventures without running out of steam, right? Because, look, taking the first step towards entrepreneurship is always a huge challenge for many budding entrepreneurs out there. But once the business is up and running to a successful degree, most entrepreneurs start looking towards a new venture or they want to start developing their next great idea. But with time and energy already spent to get everything off the ground once, it can be overwhelming to add a whole new business into the equation. But the entrepreneurial spirit and mentality is all about starting something new and watching it develop and grow. And there are many reasons why most successful entrepreneurs dabble in multiple businesses, which include, but are not limited to, adding new revenue streams, of course, but also to explore a multitude of other interests at once.
And just like starting a new business, the steps are the same. Mm-hmm. So it usually starts with an idea of what the business should be. And this would involve having, you know, planning and also performing some market analysis, the R&D, to study the demand with a look at the competition. And new businesses would also need financing and capital to get off the ground. And there are many ways to go about this, such as like, you know, business loans, mm-hmm. business grants, crowdfunding, and maybe finding like angel investors or personal investors to get it up and running. And to legally run a business as well, there are regulations that need to be complied with, such as business licenses and permits. And so that is why it is important to get all of these in order before the business starts officially. And the next thing to look at is also getting the right talent on board. And this is to ensure the business continuity mm-hmm. and longevity. And there is also question of, you know, hiring costs, and that needs to be considered as well. Marketing plans and strategy is another critical aspect that companies need to consider in order to stand out among the competition.
Right. So clearly a lot of work and time and effort goes into starting just one business, right? So how can one manage time and resources between several business interests without overworking and burning out? There are, in fact, some key focal points that can help do this without sacrificing the quality of your work and also to help you stay focused on what really matters. Now, the first thing to do is actually use your experience from your other business, right? Because at this stage, if you are looking to run multiple ventures, most likely you're not starting from scratch. You already have something going. Mm. So as a seasoned entrepreneur, you should be able to leverage on your experiences running your initial businesses. And mistakes from these ventures are a valuable opportunity to learn from when going into your new business, right? Now, the second thing is that you have to set your priorities straight. Naturally, operating multiple organizations will mean that there must be a multitude of things on your plate and many decisions to be made. So you need to determine your priorities, what order they're in, and to see what needs attention and when. And the ability to prioritize essential tasks can make or break the business.
Right. And one of the other most important pillars of your business is actually working with a team of people that you can trust. No one likes being micromanaged, and a majority of business owners wouldn't like the feeling as if they have to double check everything their employees do. And this is even more relevant for entrepreneurs who are running multiple businesses, as time is already a precious commodity for them. And investing into hiring and training workers you trust can help take some pressure off you, and your employees will work harder to do better when they feel valued and trusted. And entrepreneurs feel a connection to their brainchild, hence they might have the impulse to control all aspects of it. And there needs to be some release of control to focus on important details to achieve success on a larger scale.
Definitely. And then also, you know, another element of not burning out is learning to also prioritize time off. It can be difficult to think about taking time off from work when managing a new business, but it is also important to remember that a business empire will not be sustainable if entrepreneurs cannot commit to taking care of themselves as well as the business. Investing into your mental and physical health can help you pace yourself and ensure that you are ready to take on the challenges of running multiple businesses.
So to manage multiple ventures, it's important to acknowledge time is a precious commodity and should be utilized fully. So the first priority should always be ensuring time is spent on what really matters. Majority of this time should be spent on growing the business or knowing ways in which the business can be developed further. And planning and execution is key in ensuring business sustainability and also viability in today's competitive market.
So let us know if you are an entrepreneur with multiple businesses under your belt. You know, share your journey with us, maybe some tips on how you manage your businesses, and also perhaps how you prioritize your tasks and to-do lists in order to get all of these things done. But of course, we will also be hearing from someone who does have multiple ventures under their belt. After the break, we'll be hearing from Ariane Ritzal, who is a serial entrepreneur with an FMB empire. So do stay tuned to Enterprise Biz Bytes. For now, here is Funk Factory by Rose Royce here on BFM 89.9.
Banana from Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are tuned in to Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong and I'm joined by
Lily Chai.
And today we're talking about running multiple ventures without burning out, essentially. If you have any thoughts to share on that topic, we are on Twitter at BFM Radio and on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Now, we don't have multiple ventures ourselves. And so in order to shed some light on this topic from a first person's perspective, we have on the line Ariane Ritzal, a serial entrepreneur with multiple F&B businesses under her belt, including the likes of Gula Cakery. So, Ariane, to many people, running a business is a daunting task, which covers many aspects from management to finances and market innovation. Yet, there are entrepreneurs like yourself who can seemingly get companies up and running kind of every other day. As a serial entrepreneur yourself, how do you do it?
Well, I think at the end of the day, when you want to be an entrepreneur, you have to be someone who can multitask. I mean, being an entrepreneur doesn't mean that you should only know how to do one single task. I mean, you always have to know that you can juggle many things at a time. I think for me, that's very important because I myself, through my experience, I'm a multitask person. I like to multitask things. And I always plan ahead of what I want to do. And then apart from that, of course, the first thing being an entrepreneur, you need to learn accounting. You also need to learn about suppliers. You also need to learn about, you know, just managing people. So I guess it's about balancing all of the aspects, but knowing what's your forte. For example, like myself, I'm good at operation side, which is getting all the SOPs, getting the recipes done. So I would handle that part, but I would outsource someone who can do finance that I could know the basic rules or, you know, a basic standard of calculating a profit and loss, for example. So I can't say I don't know that. So I think that every entrepreneur should know a little bit of every aspect of running a business. So I think that's very important.
Right. So which aspect do you feel like is an important one of running multiple businesses, or are there some which are more important than others?
For me, would be, I guess, the accounting side. I mean, for me and my husband, since we're doing this with a family and it's a family-run business, operation is still, we can still use our common sense, like, you know, like, oh, this is not good, or if a customer complained, like, we could settle it just by then. But I think when it comes to accounting, about managing money, like, especially you're managing cash, your cash flow, I think that is super essential for anyone because, you know, when you want to do a business, what's in your mind from the very beginning, of course, is you want to make profit. You know, you don't want to run a business not making any money. And, you know, if you're just running at a loss, means you're doing something wrong. So I think managing the cash flow is number one. Ensuring that your cash flow is there, you know, you're having someone to guide you and say, oh, okay, so you're using this money to pay your supplier and you have this for emergency and you got to pay your staff salary. I mean, if you can't manage that, your whole pyramid of organization would fail because I guess no one would want to work with you if we can't manage our cash flow the right way. So I think that's very, very important. You know, it makes you motivated if you know you're doing the right thing from the numbers. I mean, people say numbers shows. So I guess if you're saying that your food, or, you know, since I'm running a food industry, if they say that, oh, your food is so delicious, but the cash isn't showing the right thing, I mean, the numbers are not showing, then we're doing something wrong, you know? You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Now, unfortunately, there is a finite amount of time each day to handle day-to-day tasks in the running of a business. What kind of guidelines do you use for prioritizing your lists of things to do and tasks to get done?
Depends on what kind of business are you doing. So if you're looking at a smaller organization where you run with a smaller number of people, so you need to really be organized in a sense where you have a 1 week of plan of what you want to do. You know, you write down, you get your checklist done, and you delegate accordingly to the people, you know, with your team. So that would be in a smaller scale where, you know that you have a smaller organization. So in your mind, you knew that you have to delegate it properly and you have more things to do, you know, in a sense of handling it hands-on. So if you are running a smaller organization, you're doing it hands-on, so you have to plan your time accordingly. For example, now I have about 170 people under me that I'm running. I have a lot of outlets that I go through. So I delegate the tasks with my right-hand people, where they already know the way we work, you know, like they know the style and, you know each other, you communicate well. So I delegate to them so that they would have a sense of, you know, that means that they have a sense of like a progress and ownership. Yeah, I mean, they call it ownership. So they get to do things. And if things goes wrong, we talk about it, you know. I mean, it's not just me being autocratic, you know, like you do this now, then you tell me what's going to happen next. I mean, it's all about why don't you try to do what you feel is right. Yeah, so you feel what is right, and then we see how it goes and we talk about it. So I've learned to be that kind of person. But when I had 5 staff under me, I was very autocratic because the trust wasn't there. You know, you're so afraid that things might go wrong. And I feel like as one person, you can't do everything. You only can be at one place. So you only have at one place. And for example, if I were to still be cooking at this time right now, after 8 years of being in the industry, I would still be cooking my pasta. And I won't be able to think further on how to expand and make the outlet better and the business grow. So I guess it's about meeting new people. So when we are already growing, I guess like it's the time where we see new people to listen to their ideas or what they feel is right and what they see in the company that brings more value. So I think now you have to see where do you stand and how do you want to plan and execute it, you know. So it makes a difference, because if you have 180 people of team but yet you still want to do everything, that means we are not doing something right, because what are they doing, you know? But if you have 5 people under you and you expect them to do everything and you're not doing anything, and that's just not fair. So it has 2 different perspectives of how. Yeah.
All right. So besides that, how important is it to make time to brainstorm and innovate your business?
I think it's very, very important. But it's not just about brainstorming where every day you want to do something new, because something new doesn't mean that you're going to achieve that and your sales are going to go like high. You know, it's all about problem solving. And you brainstorm, but you got to have a time. Like, for example, you can do campaigns. And the campaigns could be on like a weekly basis or a monthly basis. It's not about a daily thing where you brainstorm every day something new when we can't even manage the things that we're doing right now. So I feel like, you know, when you want to do something, you plan with your creative team of like, hey, you know, like Hari Raya is coming up. So what are we doing? You know, so that's brainstorming. Like, okay, so what campaign do we want to do to increase our sales? So you got to see what you are planning to brainstorm and what is the goal that you want to achieve. It's not just about brainstorming every day and not having a game plan. Like if our target is about, okay, we need to increase sales in terms of our food or in terms of our drinks are not selling. So we brainstorm about that. So I think brainstorming generally when you want to have a business should be done way before the business is open. So like, you know, if you want to do a clothing business, then you are brainstorming it way before that so that you know in 3 months, what are your products? But if you want to talk about brainstorming during the process of the business has been opened, I guess it's about after 3 months, you see what is selling and what is not, and what is doable and what is not, and then you brainstorm again. So it's essential and it's important to brainstorm, but I guess it's about what is your game plan and what is your goal and what is your objective that you want to achieve from the brainstorming. I think we can brainstorm like talking to each other every day, like, oh, what should we do now? How are we going to improve things? But then the conversation could just be empty, you know?
Very, very interesting point. Now, we do have to take a short break for some messages. So stay on the line with us, Ariane. However, we do have the impression that I get by the mighty, mighty boss tones here. And yeah, when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Ariane Ritzel here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Brand-friendly marketeers, BFM 89.9.
This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. I am Christine Wong and I am joined by
Lily Chai.
And today we're talking about running multiple ventures without burning out. Now, if you would like to get in touch with us about this topic, we are on WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and on Twitter at BFM Radio. On the line with us to discuss this topic is Ariane Ritzel, a serial entrepreneur with multiple F&B businesses under her belt. Now, Ariane, walk us through some challenges you faced as an entrepreneur running multiple businesses, and, you know, most importantly, how you've overcome these challenges as well.
Well, I think number one is about maintaining the quality. As for myself, because we are in the F&B industry, maintaining quality is the hardest because you get different people to cook your food. And I'm not the one doing it every day because you're already trusting, you know, someone else to do it for you. So I guess everyone will have a trust issue on like, will that person do well? Will that person do the same thing? So I think managing quality and ensuring that it's good. And apart from managing quality, managing people, you know, if you want to grow, you need to have a team. And if you're afraid to grow, then you won't have the team. But if you want to have a lot of people, but you don't plan to grow, then that doesn't work out as well. Because how are you going to pay the salary if you have a lot of people running business with you? So I guess it's managing people, understanding the market and understanding the people and what are their strengths and weaknesses, you know? Because I used to think that everyone should be perfect in every angle, every factor. They are supposed to be what I expect them to be. But I think at the end of the day, we're all humans. We make mistakes. And the mistakes that makes us stronger. I do mistakes as well. But I think about how do you problem solve the mistakes and what kind of strength do you see in a person, and you take that strength to just groom them even better. So managing people, maintaining quality, and I think going through, and I think about like sustaining the business. You know, it's not about making so much money at the first month and then you just don't have a game plan. So you got three things: maintaining quality, sustaining the business, and managing people.
An important equation in this whole discussion is also the mentality factor. How important is this mindset, and is it something that can be developed?
Yes, of course. I feel we have to, in a mentality, we got to talk about positivity. I mean, because everyone tends to be, you know, there's a lot of negativity going on. I mean, with the social media happening right now, with social media, people are talking about this, about that. People are ranting about the little things in the world, you know. People are just complaining, you know, and I think we need the positivity. So I think being in a circle that is positive, motivating. I know it's very cliche to say like, you know, we need to be motivated. You know, it's so cliche. But I think balancing work and also our lifestyle, I tend to always tell my team that because the world right now is so evolved, I guess that we need to balance ourselves. Because, you know, maybe 10 years ago, you could have someone who wants to work with you for 12 hours and going home, trying to solve problems for you. But now in this kind of world, everyone has a lot of needs and a lot of things that they want to achieve, not just with us, but within their life, their family, their friends, and their lifestyle, you know, because social media is so open right now that everybody just wants to be somebody else as well. You know, they want to see themselves being this person. I want to be with this person. And I think that we always remind each other to always be grateful of what we do. So I think the feeling of grateful, being mentally prepared of being grateful and adapt to changes, because we can't just, like, you know, expecting the same every month, because like I said, the world is evolving, the technology is evolving, and we have to adapt to changes, adapt to technology. So everything in our mind, we have to be mentally prepared in terms of all these factors, because I feel and full support from the people around you. I mean, I'm so lucky, you know, I feel I have the support from my family, my husband, my team that is so supportive. And I have to give back to the community of showing what gratitude is all about, being understanding, and everyone needs a sense of motivation. So not just as an entrepreneur, you need mentally prepared. As, you know, a manager, as a supervisor, as a team player, as a senior, as a junior staff. I think everyone needs to have their mentally prepared in terms of that.
Hmm. And, you know, on that note as well, right, obviously having the right people can be invaluable, especially when it comes to running a business and sort of having one less thing to worry about, right? So what do you look for in a candidate when it comes to the hiring process?
All right, so when we talk about hiring process, you know, it's a long story if you want to talk about a hiring process and what I look in a person. But I guess number one is I look in someone that would tell me, like, you don't have to worry about me. I would give me time to learn about the company, and I would love to know you better as a person, because at the end of the day, we are seeing each other every day more than we see our family members. You know, so we don't want having someone who doesn't even want to know us as a person, because we tend to judge people easily. So I always tell them, hiring person and knowing person is like you're in a relationship. So if you can't get along with your employees or employer, and then there's no point working in the company, because you need to communicate with them on a daily basis. So I look for someone who wants to know us as, you know, as the management side, for example, knowing how we work, what is our style, because I don't expect them to love us or, you know, adore us, or we adore them. But it's all about looking the fine line, the middle point to work with each other. So I look for someone who is willing to compromise, who's willing to be open-minded to take criticism, because at the end of the day, I have been running in the business for more than 10 years. And I'm open to hiring someone that has more ideas, but at the end of the day, it's looking for someone who can compromise. Because if I hire someone who can't compromise and thinks that they are always right and we are always right, and, you know, vice versa, the company won't be able to grow and sustain. I feel about the knowledge, I don't mind having someone for me to train that someone to do a cake for a month or two, if they have a good attitude, willing to learn, and being positive. So I think it goes back to attitude. It doesn't go back to their skills.
Mm. Right. To wrap up the show, what advice would you have for entrepreneurs out there who are looking to embark on new endeavors or ideas, but still are on the fence about their ideas?
My advice for entrepreneurs, I mean, passion, yes. You know, we do something that we like, because if you're going to start on a journey that we don't like, I mean, it's going to be hard, because as an entrepreneur, you need to know what you're doing. Of course, you can hire someone for you, but if that someone quits or they're no longer with you, how are you going to run the business yourself? So number one is you got to know your jam. You got to know what you're doing. You got to know A to Z about your business development, about your strength, about your weaknesses. Everything is in your fingertips, about the product, about the recipe. And then apart from that, you have to stand on your ground, because now people tend to give a lot of opinions. You know, everyone gives their own opinion. And if you were to be confused, you're not going to stand on your ground, and then you wouldn't know what you're doing, and you're going to keep changing your ideas, and you're not going to focus, and you're not going to achieve that, and you're not going to have the feeling of satisfaction. Because you need to have the feeling of satisfaction when you're an entrepreneur, because then you're going to work even harder.
Very interesting. Well, all right. Thank you so much, Ariane, for all of those insights into what it is like to run multiple ventures. But that about brings us to the end of the show today. On behalf of myself, Christine Wong, and Lily Chai, you've been tuned in to Enterprise Biz Bytes. But do not go anywhere, because coming up after the 1 p.m. news bulletin is, of course, the Breakfast Grill replay. Now, founded about 80 years ago in Brazil, Vale has grown into the world's largest producer of iron ore and nickel, with operations in more than 30 countries, Malaysia included. Its Malaysian CEO took the hot seat to discuss its operations in Malaysia, their plans for expansion, and how one of the largest mining companies in the world can operate in an increasingly ESG-aware landscape. That's about it. Here is another one, Bites the Dust by Queen, here on BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.